Blog Talk Radio.
We like to welcome everyone from across the globe to another segment of Your Turning Point. And today is your launching time. Your launching time. And we have some wonderful people in our studio audience, wherever you may be. Come on, studio audience. Why don't you give them a hand clap? Let them know you're here. You know, it's been a long time coming, and today we're celebrating the books that I have written. A matter of fact, let me tell you who I am. I'm Gertrude Chapman, the host of Your Turning Point, and I have written some books that will get you from where you are to where you need to be. Because, you know, this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. Wherever you may be in life, it's not too late. All the dreams, the talents, and abilities that you have on the inside of you, it is time for you to come forth and do what you were designed to do. I was there. And, you know, I have sitting with me right up on the panel two lovely ladies. And, I mean, they're just very much helpers of your turning point or turning point enrichment. And I just vouch for these ladies. Because I know when I first met them where they were, and I see where they are right now. They are allowing their gifts, talents, and abilities to just come forth and flow. Would you concur with that, Jessica?
Amen, I would. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've come a long way.
A long way. Because before, it was, you know, I think I may do this. I don't know if I could do this. But right now, how do you feel?
I feel confident. I feel like the Lord's brought me a long way. I keep moving forward. I'm staying focused, and I plan to stay focused in the path of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I will continue as long as the Lord guides me.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Glenda?
I'm focused.
You're focused. And, I mean, you know, the gifts, if we work together as a team, it's not, you know, one person or a group of people. It's no, like, cliques or anything of that nature, but it's a teamwork. It's a teamwork because, you know, this is what happens here in Turning Point Enrichment. We inspire you to go forth and do the things that you were designed to do, that you were designed to do. Can y'all concur with that also? You know, we have, you know, different people in the studio audience, and they're doing what they're designed to do. I mean, you know, all of us have had jobs in the secular world. We have had jobs out there, and we were living, what, paycheck to paycheck. And we weren't happy. Were we happy?
No.
We weren't happy. But since we're, you know, doing our purpose and doing the things that, you know, that we were designed to do, we find pleasure in that. We find pleasure. So let me just tell you about some of the books that, you know, I have written that it's not about me. I want you to understand that. It's not about me, but it's all about you, from getting you from where you were to where you need to be. The first book, and these are all available on Amazon.com, 5 Power Strategies of Successful Entrepreneurs. Pick up your dream and run. You know, pick up your dream and run, wherever you may be. This book was written to ignite a fire in your spirit, a fire so powerful that it will give you enough fuel to pick up your dream and run full force. So I'm going to ask you this question. Are you ready for a challenge?
Amen.
You're ready for a challenge, okay? You're going to cease from caring about the negative things that people have told you in the past. You know, I've already told you about one pet peeve that I have that people always say, you got to crawl before you walk. But how come I can't fly? How come I can't soar like an eagle? The same with you all. How come you can't fly and soar like an eagle? Why you got to crawl before you walk?
Amen.
So you have to change your beliefs. You have to elevate your mind to another level. And believe that you can do, just like the little train said, I think I can. Well, I want to tell you today that you can. You can do anything that you put your mind to do. Even in the most, how will we say this, in the most challenging situation, you know, even in the most challenging situation, there's something that's on the inside of you that will ignite you to say, look, I just can't, you know, remain in this spot. I got to move on. I got to go beyond. But a lot of times, let me tell you, listeners, let me tell you what happens a lot of times. A lot of times we allow limiting beliefs and things that we have heard people say. And even ourselves, you know, we sometimes harbor limiting beliefs within ourselves, believing that we can't go beyond a certain level. But who says that you can't go beyond that certain level and achieve? Who says that you're stuck in a certain place? Maybe you're not born on the right side of the track. Maybe you're born on the other side of the track. But why do you have to stay that stuck? You see, this is all about getting you unstuck. Because I was once there. I can't take you where I haven't been. But certainly if I've been there, I can certainly tell you that I got unstuck by just changing my mindset. Changing my mind to see that there is opportunities out there. Nobody could do it like you could do it. It may look like it's the same thing, but each of us are different. Each of us are different. Can y'all believe that?
Yes.
And we could do anything. We could do anything that we set our minds to do. There are things that's on the inside of us that we need to birth forth. And listeners, I know that, you know, I received some of your emails. And I listen to some of the things that you're saying. Well, I'm too old, some people may say. Some people may say, well, you know, I just can't do this because I have different limitations, physical limitations. But there aren't any limitations if you set your mind to do what's in your heart. You have to first take your vision from a fantasy and bring it into reality by taking it out of your mind and writing it down. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to write things down that's in our heart. And it takes a while. But you got to get started, okay? This is one book that will certainly get you to where you need to be. It says 5 Power Strategies of Successful Entrepreneurs. And you don't have to be an entrepreneur, you know? But it's strategies that will help you get unstuck, pick up your dream, and run. And the next one is, let me go there in a second. Let's see. It says 10 keys to succeeding in business for the entrepreneur. This one reveals to you simple tips to remain focused, how to choose the right relationships, and ways to attract clients to your products and services. And this is one big thing right here, how to choose the right relationships. That makes a big difference in your life. The people that you're surrounded with, either they're going to be negative or they're going to be positive. So you have to choose your right relationship. Now, we love everybody, right? But there's some people that we call closer to us than others. That's our inner circle. And in this book, this book I titled, you know, 10 keys to succeeding in business for the entrepreneur. But it talks about adjustment. It talks about shifting. It talks about refocusing. So if you have gotten off some way, you can always adjust yourself. You can always shift. And you can always refocus. Refocusing back on what that vision was. You know, sometimes we lose focus. How come we lose focus? Come on, audience, how can we lose focus sometimes? What happens that have us lose focus?
Change of life.
Change of life.
Lack of faith.
Yeah, lack of faith.
Distraction.
Loss of job.
Distraction.
Distraction.
Negativity.
Negativity. And that happens to all of us, you know, those things. But we have to get right back on track. Right back on track where we need to be. So this is a very interesting book. It tells you about the 10 keys of succeeding in business for the entrepreneur. And just like I said, these are not only for entrepreneurs. It talks about, you know, succeeding in life. Not just for the entrepreneurs, but, you know, succeeding in life. Because we have different things going on. And then we have something called 40 Days of Motivation for the Soul. 40 days. And this one talks about exercising your mind to succeed. And how do we exercise our mind to succeed?
Thinking positive.
Focus.
Thinking positive. Focusing.
Make a list.
Make a list.
Start working towards it.
Start working toward it.
Train.
That's it. That's it. And one of the key things that I highlighted in this book is sometimes we're doing too much. Let's start taking inventory of ourselves. We write down our vision. We put it in the center of the paper. And then we draw a big circle all around it. And we put down on that circle everything that we are currently involved in. And we see if it enhances that vision or if it's taken away from that vision. Because sometimes we do things and it's out of season. And we have been doing it for a while. And then if we think if we stop doing that, we'll start feeling guilty. But, you know, we have to reevaluate, just like we do spring cleaning. How many do spring cleaning?
Amen.
And what you do? You go through your closet, you get rid of stuff that you don't use or whatever. The same thing we have to do with our lives. We have to see if those things are for this season, this particular season. And the things that are not for this season, get rid of them, no matter who says what. Because guess what? It's your life. It's your life. Don't let anybody put pressure on you. Don't let anybody make you feel guilty. Because anything that's going to take away from your purpose, why you're here to do whatever you call to do, is not going to do you any service. What's going to happen? You're going to feel miserable. You're going to start complaining. And some of you, even in the listening audience, I know I'm talking to you in the listening audience, I'm talking to those right here in the studio. Some of you are on jobs and all you're doing is murmuring and complaining. Living paycheck to paycheck. Why not make that change? Nobody said that you have to, you know, just quit cold turkey. But what you do is, when you get home at night or in the morning, wherever it may be, whenever it may be, you do a little bit of that, you know, whatever that is that's in your heart. Like Jessica right here, you know. Jessica has this beautiful talent for putting together arrangements. You know, I'll just go to the store and I'll just get something and put in the vase. I'm looking at some arrangements that she put together for me. I just gave it to her Sunday. They was in this old basket. I just threw them in there, okay. And I'm looking at this, and I see the audience. Aren't these beautiful?
Gorgeous.
Those are nice, aren't they? This is her gift, talent, and ability. So she turned something that she likes doing into a monetary value. And the same thing that you could do, you know? The same thing you could do. Maybe you could write a book. Maybe you could make floral arrangements. Maybe you draw. Maybe you do graphics, you know? And drawing, I'm talking to our studio audience, our person here. Beautiful drawing, Mr. Kinelner. Beautiful. And these things, and you say, well, I don't have enough. Everything that you have is on the inside of you. You know? Everything you have. We have different avenues that we could get these things out. You know, might can't do it, you know, because you're working, but then you can get on YouTube, okay? You could get on social media, Facebook. There's Periscope. There's all these different Twitter. There's all these different ones, Instagram. And you could set up a store. You could set up a store and draw people, you know, brand yourself and draw people to your store. And you don't even have to leave home because what you could do, set up a PayPal account. They pay for it straight to PayPal and then into your account. How easy can that be? How easy can that be? You know? So how many are willing to take that challenge? How many are willing to change? You can still work at your full-time job and still do what's in your heart. Think about it. How many will to take that change, to make that change? All right. So find what that, whatever that is that you can identify with. We want to inspire you to reach your goals. As a result of you reaching your goals, you will be motivated to press beyond any boundaries that you have set for yourself. This is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point in life. So we would like to, you know, further hear the things that you may be involved in. Maybe you don't even have a clue of how to get started. Maybe what I'm saying, you're saying, well, Gertrude, you're saying all these wonderful things, but I don't have a clue on how to get started. I want to let you know that, you know, if you would give us a call or you would email us or go to our website, we will be happy to help you, you know, brand yourself, happy to help you in any way that we can. This is what we're here for. We're here to bring your dreams into reality. We're here to help you and propel you to the next level in life. That's what Turning Point Enrichment is all about. It's all about bringing you into an area of success in your life where there's no more struggle. You know, a lot of times people talk about struggle. Struggle only happens when you're going against the flow that's naturally trying to flow in your life. That's when struggle happens. You know what you're supposed to be doing, but still, you got that fear. And, you know, there's I think it's a CD that I've done, talks about fear, getting rid of fear once and for all. And one of the things of getting rid of fear once and for all is making fear that launching pad to get you where you need to be. And what I mean by that is, using that fear, facing that fear, as a tool to get you to that place of success. You remember you had spoken to me, Jessica, about, you know, something that you were afraid of doing. And now I see every week you're doing something that you was afraid to do. Why don't you share with the listening audience about that fear, how you overcame that fear?
I was afraid. I was afraid to be in front of an audience all the time. I was afraid to stand up for what I believe in. I was afraid to speak my mind in a proper manner and not be insulted nor pushed away for what I think. I think that I serve the Lord and I stand up for what I believe in. And it has helped me to be positive. If somebody says something negative, I shut them down right there and then. I have no fear of telling them, no more, not around me. I want positive. If you're not positive, I'm cutting you off, you know, and that's part of cutting it off because I lost focus of myself in life because I was distracted by all negativity. Everything that was going around it was negative. Mm-hmm. All the time was negative. Now I can actually stand and sing in front of an audience and I actually face my fears and now I'm not scared, you know, but God helped me. Pray and help me.
Mm-hmm.
Serving the Lord has helped me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focused. I keep moving forward no matter what. Something negative comes up, I just think positive and I keep moving forward. It's a daily battle, but I'm worth it. It's worth it to fight for it, for what I believe in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, we remember this, you know. So it does, like I say, all these books on this not for entrepreneurs. You know, we're talking about a church situation here. We're talking about a worship leader, you know, a person that has a beautiful voice, but that fear of what people said, you know, even things that maybe our parents have told us, you know, in the past, or somebody of influence has told us, it plays over and over in our minds. But those things we have to let go. If we want to go forward, we have to let go of those things, and you found yourself letting go of those things.
Amen.
Where you could, you know, do what you needed to do.
Yeah, the first step is to forgive those, and usually you have to forgive your own family. They're the ones you love, and there could be the hard ones who judge you and be negative, but you have to forgive them and love them for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very hard step to take, once you take it and move forward, you notice that life is much easier and you feel less burden on your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you actually can say, okay, you know what, they're being negative, I can walk away from that, and the next week
mm-hmm.
it's another different story. You know, maybe it's more positive that day. But you learn to manage around it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to detach from the ones you love.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard, but it's worth it in the long run, because when you pray, you see success in their lives because you pray for them.
Mm-hmm. And it's like you say about detaching. What we find in certain situations, Linda, we have to detach ourselves, right? Yeah, you know? And it has nothing really to do with the person, but it's, you know, the things that, the atmosphere and everything like that, you know, that can hinder us. Sometimes that's why we've been hindered and we're not going forward in the things that we should do because of the atmosphere, you know, the atmosphere. But, yes, I mean, these are very, very good points. Anything you can think of, these are very good points, you know. Another one is hurt, you know, hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt or deep, you know what I mean? That's why we try to be helpers one to another, you know. We recognize the people that's around us. And what I mean by recognize, we recognize those gifts, talents, and abilities of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not so hard when, you know, we're working together as a team. That's why I say teamwork is very important. When we're working together as a team, then we work together as a team, and it's not like that one person is out there and, you know, they're feeling all the pressure,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. If a person feels used, then that's not the place you want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like the one, you're the one that has to come out with all the solutions in life,
mm-hmm.
then that's not where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be with people that you give them an idea. You know what? I had a dream last night. I saw myself doing this. And that person turns around and says, you can do that. That's what you
mm-hmm.
want. Go seek it. Then that's the person you want to stick with
mm-hmm.
because that energy is what keeps you going. It makes your heart shake in the presence of the Lord all the time when you get a positive energy from somebody you love.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that positive. And, you know, that plays a big part in our lives, you know, that positive energy. You know, that positive energy as opposed to that negative energy. You know, that's why we should all elevate our minds, you know, where we see no lack, where we see that, you know, if we look at the universe, we look, and I don't want to get, I'm not talking about New Age or anything like that, so I don't want y'all to get it, you know, messed up right here. But if you look at the sky, you look at the stars, I mean, there is no lack. There's no limit. We can't even count, you know, the stars that's in the sky. You know, we can't even count those things. So that just let us know that we live in a world of abundance. Lack only resides in the mind. It's the way you think. Can y'all agree with that?
Amen.
It's the way you think. How many are willing to change the way they think, starting this day? You know, change the way you think. Change the way you see things. Start looking at things in a different manner. And not only looking at things in a different manner, look at yourself in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Look at yourself in the mirror and see the beautiful person that you were created to be and what you were created to do. You know what you were created to do. You know. It's the things that you're already doing, the things that you have a passion for. Inside of each and every one of us is the ability to change many, many lives around this world, whether it's speaking, whether it's teaching, whether it's writing books, whether it's singing, whether it's serving. You know, we have the ability to change many, many people's lives around this world. And we have a whole world that's opened up to us through social media. You know, I get on Facebook, I get on all of the, you know, Twitter and that. I have them even connected. So if I do one, it'll go to the other ones. If I can't get to the other ones, I go to Hootsuite, okay? And I'm not just endorsing all this, but I'm just telling y'all what I do. And the same for you, listening audience. And I do something inspirational just to make somebody's day a little bit pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
How many could do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell them something inspirational. And, you know, just by doing that, that changes people's lives. It gives them hope. Because it's not about us, but it's all about other people. How sad would it be that we always lived in our own little world? But when we have a world, you know, that has a whole bunch of people, I mean, that's happiness to me. That's happiness. So you see, there's no limitation. But, you know, limitation, a lot of people have been limited. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been limited. And talking to the studio audience and also to the listeners online from around the world, don't be limited. We're in September right now. There are things, there are desires in your heart. Start getting rid of those things in 2015 so you don't have to bring them into 2016. Get rid of the baggage. Get rid of the dead weight. Get rid of the stuff that has been tying you down, that has been wearing you out. And rise above whatever it is. You can rise again. If you feel so low that you're in a hole, that something is covering you, it's time for you to rise again. Because what? This is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. But you have to make a decision. You have to make a solid decision that you will not turn back, but you will continue to go forward and enter the new year. You know we have to prepare to enter the new year. We just don't enter a year. And we want to change. How many of us want to change in this room? How many of us want to be there? How many of us see ourselves as doing more? Come on, y'all. Y'all see yourselves as doing more, no matter what it is. No matter what it is. Start making a decision now that allows for no turning back. Stop making excuses in your life. Why you can't do such and such a thing. You know, I could have made excuses, and I'm pretty sure that I have made excuses, you know. I'm telling y'all, I'm human too. I'm not above anybody here or anybody in the listening audience. But then I made a decision that allows for no turning back. I got on my knees, and I said, well, there's got to be a change. I knew what I was supposed to do, but I didn't know how to do it. But then things were available to me once I started reading, once I started understanding, once I started connecting. You know, you can't see the door that is open way down the line until you start walking forward. Then you can see that door. And as I walked through one door after the other, other things were open to me. Other things were open to me. And I didn't just take it and say, well, I'm just going to keep this for myself. I started sharing it with others. And as the more I share, the more comes to me. Because what? We are sharing and caring people, right? It's not about us. It's not about us. So as we're wrapping up this segment of Your Turning Point, and again, I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. All of the books that I mentioned to you, they're available on Amazon.com. And you can get these, you know, in your, and there's other books also. So I want you to go to Amazon, www.amazon.com/author/Gertrude Chapman. And if you can't remember that, just Google my name, Gertrude Chapman, and it should come up with everything that, you know, we're involved in Turning Point Enrichment, which is a company that has Your Turning Point and many different companies under it. And you will see everything that we are involved in. Because this is a time for you to go forth and do the things that you were called to do. And until Monday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I want to remind you that this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. Have a prosperous day.